Oh, hey. Yes, it's time for our meeting. Thanks for coming. Yeah, just close the door. Here, sit down. I just wanted to check up on you since it's been a few months since you were hired. Has everything been going okay? Everyone treating you well? You have the equipment and supplies you need? I hope the workload hasn't been too tough. No? Good. I'm specifically asking because some of your coworkers have noticed that you seem very stressed out and anxious sometimes. I know I can be a tough manager, but I like to run a tight ship, and that includes making sure each and every member on my team is in tip-top shape. Since you're the newest and freshest member of the team, I like to keep a close eye on you. Which is why I'd like to ask you why you don't take advantage of the company's sexual wellness policies. You know you're entitled to a 15-minute session once a day and 1-hour-long session once a week. These are separate from your regular breaks and lunch hours, so if you don't use them, you basically lose them. You've never had a job with a sexual wellness policy before? Oh, I see. Well, our company isn't quite big enough to have a separate sexual wellness department, so it falls on the project team managers to be the sexual wellness resource of their team. In other words, your sexual wellness falls under me, or me under you, if that's what you'd prefer. That was a joke. You look so nervous. You just need to relax. Do you find me intimidating? That's understandable. I know I can come off as quite severe and uptight, perhaps even too prim and proper. I have high expectations of myself and expect the same of my team. But I take every side of my job seriously, including the sexual wellness aspect of it. Have you had any sexual experiences with women who are older than you? You have a little sexual experience at all? Oh gosh, you're turning red. Please don't be embarrassed. That's nothing to be ashamed about at all. I'm beginning to understand now. Between your lack of knowledge of the benefits of sexual wellness, your fear of me, and your general inexperience, by the end of this session today, I hope we can work on all three of those issues. Here, take my hand and come with me to the couch. Sit down. Go on. And let me kneel in front of you. Do you still find me intimidating? You're nodding yes. Perhaps if I unbutton my shirt. Unclasp my bra and take out my tits. Look at your eyes grow wide. That's better, isn't it? Go ahead. Don't be shy. I'll lean forward so you can cup my tits in your hand. They feel nice, don't they? Nice and supple in your hand. Play with them. Tweak the nipples. Yeah, there. Yes. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Give me your hand and watch me lick and suck on your fingers. Every day. I have to be your boss. But for 15 minutes a day, you get to be mine. And you can tell me exactly what you want me to do. You seem a little tongue-tied. but that growing tent in your pants is telling me what you need me to do, what you need me to take care of. So let's unbuckle these and such a nervous boy, and yet here you are packing quite some heat between the legs. Do I look intimidating now? Your boss down on her knees with her tits out and her lips just a few inches away from the dripping head of your cock. You say no, but you're still stammering. Why don't you try telling me what you want me to do? Come on, say it. Tell your boss to suck your cock. Tell your boss that you're having a stressful day and you want her to give you some relief, to give you some oral relief for your hard cock. Tell her to take you in her warm, wet mouth and make sure her slippery little tongue catches every drop of pre-cum dripping from your cock. That's it. Good boy. Now here's your reward. This isn't so bad, is it? Look at you. You have the biggest grin on your face. Lean back. And relax, okay? You work hard every day. Don't think I don't notice. That's why it bothers me that you get so pent up and anxious when you don't need to at all. You know, Marco and Jason, the guys next to you, they don't do half as much work as you, and they're in my office as soon as I have a slot open for them. So I'll make you a deal. You come to my office first thing in the morning, and I'll keep my first morning slot reserved for you. They can sit and wait outside my office while I give you the juiciest, sloppiest, mind-melting blowjob. I'll even let the session run a little long, just to tease them. I want to let them know how much I appreciate and reward hard workers. Don't be shy. Use your hands. Hold the back of my head. Make me take you deep. Oh, good boy. Good boy. See how comfortable we are with each other now? Let me just take off this skirt and straddle your lap. You didn't think you were going to get out of letting me take this cock for a ride, did you? Mm-mm. Shh. No condoms today. Mm-hmm. I won't tell if you won't. I don't normally kiss either. But you're so delectable. Does that feel good? My dripping pussy sliding along your cock. I can't wait to feel your raw cock slide deep inside me. Feel bad? Why do you feel bad? Because you met my husband at the company party? You silly boy. You know he has his own sexual wellness secretary at his work. And our maid is sexual wellness certified. Believe me, he is very well taken care of. Just like you're going to be very well taken care of by me. Now watch your boss hover over the tip of your cock. And, plunge it. Oh, deep. Deep inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you have such a surprised look on your face. Oh, you didn't expect my pussy to be so tight? Well, it's time you learn that tightness has nothing to do with age, but with muscle and exercise. And I have years of experience taking and pleasuring young cock. That you can feel with every thrust inside me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, grab my hips. Oh, yes. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Suck on my tits. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, didn't think your prim and proper tight-ass boss would be such a hot little fuck behind closed doors, did you? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a professional out there. I'm not gonna take bullshit from anyone. But in here, I'll take all that you can give me. Oh, but I'll admit, I have a thing for juniors like you. You're all so young and fresh out of college, with your nice little haircuts and your thick cocks. Give them a little pussy and they'll work hard for you. You'll work hard for me, won't you, my good boy? You'll work hard for access to this tight pussy. Oh, good boy, yes. That's what I like to hear. Keep working hard for me. And you can keep fucking me bareback every day. I know it's technically against the rules, but I don't mind bending them for you. Just like I'll bend over for you when you come in my office tomorrow. I love a good cream pie first thing in the morning. I'll take my panties off and keep my pussy wet and ready for you. So you can immediately bend me over and slide inside my sopping wet cunt. Oh, and make me yelp and moan so everyone can hear what you're doing to me. Make me come as you shoot your load inside my raw cunt. Then you can just hold my mug between my spread legs and my sloppy cunt. So I can drip your hot cum into my morning coffee. Such a dirty boy. Such a nasty boy. The thought of it is making me so wet. Oh, so wet. Oh, fuck. And making you throb. Oh, throb. Oh, yeah, you're getting close. Oh, you're getting close. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, be a good boy. Be a good boy and shoot your cum inside me. Be a good boy and shoot your cum inside your boss's sopping wet cunt. Flood the insides of my raw, unprotected cunt with your seed. Oh, your hot seed, your hot cum, your hot semen, inside me. Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Here are some towelettes, and get yourself cleaned up. I have a voice conference soon, so do get out of here as soon as you can. I still need those tasks due today to be done, so get some results for me today. Understand? Good. Oh, and don't forget, you're in my office first thing tomorrow morning.